the attacks that have been taking place in the Clapham and Brixton Hill area, you said last week that they are linked. What's made you come to that conclusion?
So we've had a number of descriptions given to us by victims, all of a very similar described male, which leads us to believe that they may well be linked. As of today, we've now handed over the full investigation to one of our complex case teams. These are dedicated detectives who deal with some of the most serious crimes. And our reason for that is that we want to put some dedicated resource into this particular link series. Previously, the cases have been dealt with by detectives at Lambeth, but obviously they have to manage an additional caseload as well.
OK, so there's no chance that these could be coincidences or random attacks and being carried out by different people?
So we're going to keep an open mind on that. So one of the things that we will be doing is we'll be extending our CCTV coverage. So we're looking for CCTV, we're looking for additional witnesses. And so far we've had a fantastic public response. We've had over 30 pieces of information given to us, and we would encourage anybody who has been a victim or believe they're a victim of an attack by anybody, any sexual attack on them, to come forward and let us know as soon as possible. And anybody who believes that they know this male or the person that's carried out these crimes to come forward, that may be the vital piece of information that we need.
So you're confident that the person in the CCTV stills that you've released is the attacker?
Certainly of that offence, and as I say, we keep an open mind. We're not going to rule out whether it's one individual or whether there are two separate individuals. But until such time as we can prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, we'll keep an open mind.
Because obviously one of the attacks was carried out while you were questioning a man. So does that mean there could be a double act working together, or that it is completely different to the person that you've arrested?
As I say, we're not sure whether it would be two individuals working together or whether it's just two men who are operating in the same area. What's absolutely vital is that people come forward with as much information as they can. If they see anybody acting suspiciously, they contact the police immediately on the 999 system. And we're confident that we will catch this individual. We'll extend our search for CCTV. We've already got the one image that we've released. And any other additional information that we can find will help us arrest him as soon as possible.
And obviously it's quite a scary time for women living in the areas mentioned. What can they do to make sure they are keeping themselves as safe as possible?
So we've got more uniform officers out on patrol tonight, and those officers will be out every night until this individual is arrested. You will see additional police officers in the street, but I would just encourage everybody to remain vigilant whenever they're out walking on the street. Be aware of what's going on around you. Try to stick to well-lit areas. Please let somebody know where you are and what you're doing. And if you feel in any fear at all, please trust your instincts. Please contact the police if you feel in danger or if somebody's acting suspiciously near you, and we will respond.
And are you able to tell me a little bit more about where the attacks are taking place or how they are? Because, as I gather, one happened in the doorway of a person's home.
So these are all attacks on women who are on their way home or walking down the street towards their property. At the moment, we're looking at the area of South London, but we're keeping an open mind as to whether there may be other offences across London, and we certainly wouldn't want people who are living outside of that area not to report incidents to us. But certainly the method that the way he acts is very similar in all cases, certainly within the Clapham and Brixton Hill areas.
And can you confirm, it's not rape that you're investigating, it's a sexual assault?
So these are sexual touching, what we call sexual touching, so sexual assaults, which are, still serious crimes.
So you're not linking it in any way to the alleged rape that happened in Wimbledon at the weekend, because obviously the areas are very close to each other?
Not at this particular moment in time, but as I say, we would certainly not rule anything out, and we'll continue to look at all cases that get reported.
I know we're concentrating on the Clapham or South London, Clapham, Brixton Hill areas at the moment. Do you see any reason to be concentrating on other areas?
As I say, we're certainly at the moment that those are the offences that we've linked in the Clapham and Brixton Hill area. But we would encourage anybody who has been the victim of a sexual assault anywhere in London to please come forward. There's nothing to rule out that he could have offended in other areas and could offend in other areas in the future. So we would ask everybody to be vigilant and report any incidences that they are a victim of.
This man, he knows you're looking for him. What would your message to him be?
I would say if he needs to hand himself in as soon as possible. We will identify him. We will arrest him. It's only making it worse the longer he leaves it. Either he needs to hand himself into police custody, or somebody somewhere knows So that vital piece of information about a brother, son, boyfriend, whoever it may be, if anybody's got any doubts whatsoever, please contact us. That might be the vital piece of information that we need to arrest this offender as soon as possible, ensure the safety of other women in London.
Of course, because you mentioned there someone could be harbouring him. What are the penalties for those people if he is caught or when he's caught?
Well, I mean, if somebody is deliberately assisting an offender, they commit a criminal offence. You know, this individual presents a risk to women. He needs to be arrested as soon as possible, and we need the public support to help us do that.